82% of CPA firms with revenue under $5 million lost at least one partner or senior to retirement or burnout between 2022 and 2024. 82%. So here's the question we're going to answer today. If your senior is leaving, your bench is thin, and your clients want advisory work you don't have time to deliver, what does the firm that survives this look like in 12 months? Stay with us for the next 10 minutes and you'll know exactly what to build.
Welcome to the AI Guy. I'm Jules.
I'm Marcus. Today, small CPA firms, the partner burnout cliff, and the four AI moves that bought one Cleveland shop 38% of its busy season hours back.
If you own a small accounting firm, if you survived 1040 season this year, if you're sitting at your desk right now staring at extension files and thinking, I cannot do this for 10 more years, you already know what we're about to say.
You felt it on April 14th at midnight. You feel it Sunday nights in February. You felt it when your best senior gave notice in March and you had to eat her workload yourself.
And maybe at 3 a.m., maybe after payroll on a Friday, maybe sitting in the car after a client call that ran 90 minutes longer than it should have, you've already done the math on what happens when the next partner walks.
The AI CPA pipeline numbers are not subtle. 75,000 CPAs left the profession between 2022 and 2024. Accounting graduates dropped 7.4% in 2022 alone, the steepest single-year drop on record. The candidate pool for CPA exam sitters is at a 15-year low.
Translation: your next senior hire is going to cost more than your last one, and they're going to leave faster.
And while you're paying that premium, your clients are asking for advisory, cash flow forecasts, entity restructuring, mid-year tax planning, R&D credit work. They want to pay you for thinking, not for typing numbers into a work paper. But you can't get there because your shop is still 90% compliance.
If you bill mostly by the return, if your seniors spend more time tying out a balance sheet than talking to a client, you already know the firm you have today is not the firm that survives this decade. Every founder we've talked to knows this.
And here's the part that should keep you up tonight. The firms growing fastest in 2026 aren't hiring more. They're not even trying to. They figured out something different.
So if hiring isn't the answer, what is?
The firms that are growing, and I mean firms doing 2 to 15 partners, real shops, not big four, are shifting compliance work to AI work papers and selling the partner's brain as advisory. Let me say that again, slowly. Move the typing to AI. Sell the thinking as the premium product.
Okay, that's a different game.
It's a completely different game. Compliance becomes the loss leader. Advisory becomes the margin. Your senior, instead of preparing a return, reviews the AI's first draft and then jumps on a planning call where the realization rate is 3 to 5 times higher.
And if I'm hearing this right, this isn't even expensive software, is it?
It is not. Two of the four moves we're about to walk through cost $0. The other two are under $200 a month combined. Write that down. Two of the four are free.
Documented case study, Cleveland firm we've been tracking. Four partners, 11 staff, mostly small business, 1120S, and partnership returns. They built this stack between January and March of this year. End of season report. 38% reduction in prep hours on returns under $15,000 in fees. Partners did 41 more advisory calls than the prior tax season. Realization rate went from 62% to 74%.
38%, 41 calls, 12 points of realization. That's the prize. Now, here is exactly how they got there. Four steps. Do them in this order.
Number one.
Build a standard intake form with AI extraction from prior year returns and bank and brokerage PDFs. Free version, Claude or ChatGPT, plus the file upload feature. You build one prompt that takes last year's 1040 or 1120 plus this year's W-2s, 1099s, K-1s, and brokerage statements, and it spits out a populated organizer in your firm's exact format. The Cleveland firm built theirs in one afternoon. Cost, zero. Time saved per client, 40 to 90 minutes.
And clients fill out less paperwork, which they like.
Which they like a lot. Number two.
Two.
Use AI work paper templates for the high volume schedules. Schedule C reconciliation, 1120S K1 calculations, partnership basis tracking, depreciation schedules. You set up a template once, Excel plus a structured Claude or GPT prompt, and the AI does the first pass. Your senior reviews instead of prepares. Drake Tax, Ultra Tax, and Tax Act all rolled out their own AI assist features for 2026 season. Those are fine. They cost between $199 and $449 per user per month. But the Cleveland firm chose to build their own templates in Claude because it works across software and they own the prompts. Pick the one your bench will actually use.
Right. The best tool is the one you'll open on Monday morning.
Number three.
Three.
Productize a mid-year tax planning call. $750 to $1,500 per existing client. May, June, July, the months your bench is sitting on capacity. AI drafts the talking points from their just filed return, missed credits, entity restructuring opportunities, retirement plan options, Q3 estimated tax adjustments. Your partner shows up to a 90-minute call with a 4-page memo already written. That's the product, not tax planning. A 4-page memo and a 90-minute call, priced and packaged. Your clients will pay for this. They already want to pay you for this.
And it's the same client list. No marketing, no prospecting.
No marketing, just an email to every client who extended. Number four.
Four.
Set up a compliance to advisory funnel. Every 4868 extension client, every one, gets a planning call upsell email in May. Template the email. Template the follow-up. The Cleveland firm sent theirs to 114 extension clients, 41 booked. At an average of $900 per call, that's $37,000 in advisory revenue between May and July. In months, you are going to be slow anyway. That's the 41 calls I mentioned earlier.
Four moves. Two free. Two under 200 a month combined. 38% fewer prep hours. 37,000 in summer advisory.
And the firm didn't get bigger. It got more valuable. Now, here's the part that ties it all together. Remember Block, the company that used to be called Square?
Jack Dorsey's payments company.
When Square showed up in 2009, every small business owner already had a payments processor. Banks, Verifone terminals, long contracts, surcharges, 2-week funding holds. The story everyone told themselves was, payments is hard, payments is for banks, you need a merchant services rep.
And then Square just handed you a free reader.
They didn't win because they outcoded the banks. They won because they let the small business do payments themselves. They turned a complex, gate-kept service into a self-serve product. And they made the difference. The relationship, the advice, the data, that became the premium tier. Compliance is the new payments.
Oh.
The firms that survived this decade turned compliance into a self-serve, AI-assisted product. And they sell the partner's brain as the premium tier. That's the 82% number from the top of the show. 82% of small CPA firms lost a partner or senior. The firms that survive aren't the ones that replace them. They're the ones that figured out their seniors were the product all along. They just had to stop billing them like typists.
And the firms that don't make that shift?
Get acquired or close. Or stagger through another decade getting more tired. Pick.
So, if you're a partner at a small firm and you're listening to this on your way home from the office,
You don't need to hire anyone. You don't need new software. You need a system. Ad Valorem builds the AI work paper stack for small CPA firms. The same four-step build we just walked through. We do it in 7 days for $1,750 on our standard package. We do it firm-wide in 3 days for $2,550 on the same-day rush. Or we run your AI research and template build as an ongoing service for $5,000 a month on the monthly research desk.
Link in the show notes, ai.advalorem.io/strategies.
If your firm survived this April, you have 8 weeks before the next extension cliff. 8 weeks to build the system that makes next April different. Do it now while the pain is still fresh.
Share this with one other partner, one small CPA firm owner who's tired.
Stay early.
See you Thursday.